Mesechtes Nazir, Daf Nun Ches, three lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin and Beis, a few basic points as Akdama. Number one, by regular Yisrael, the Torah states in Pasas Kedoshim, L'Yisakifu Pasru Ishchem, V'Lishaskar says Pasa Kanecha, there's an Issa to cut off your pays, and there's also an Issa to shave your beard with a razor. Number two, B'Negei Akoyin, the Torah states in Pasas Emma, U'Pasa Konam Lo Yigalechu, that's also for Akoyin to shave his beard with a razor, and aside from an Issa Lav, the next Pasuk states, Kedoshim Yule Lekechem, which adds an assay to this Issa. Number three, aside from the Isalav for Nazar to cut off any of his hair, as the Pasuk states, Usal lo yavo reishai, there is also an Isasei, as the Torah also states, Kadesh Yia, Kadel Peros HaReishai. Number four, as we have been discussing during the entire process for Mitzurah, a Kohen has to shave the Mitzurah's entire body with the razor on two occasions, number one on day one, and number two on day seven. And really, the Pasuk could have simply stated, Vahoya bayoy mashvi, Yigalach es kol sa'ari, but the Torah continues and adds, Yigalach es kol sa'ari, es reishai ves. And these words are certainly extra. And number five, as we already saw, there is a shaila if someone doesn't only cut off their payas, but they cut off all the hair of the head, including their payas, if they would still be over the issa of leisakifu pas reishchem. And the shaila is, do we say hakaf is kol rosh shmor hakafa, and it's still asa since lemaisa you cut off your payas, or do we say hakaf is kol rosh lo shmor hakafa, and you would not be over on the issa of hakafa, as the definition of hakafa is only if you rounded off the corners of your head, which is only if you had the rest of your hair aside for on the corners. Our Gemara will now begin and will bring two brises, which should be familiar to us because we already saw them on Daf Mem Aleph from an Aleph. So the Gemara starts, let us say that this question, if it's Kafas Kol Reish, is Shema Kafa, or is Leishma Kafa, is actually based on the Machalikus Tanayim, the Tanar Abadam, because we learned in the first brisa, Reishai Matam Leima, B'negeim Mitzera, why does the Pasuk say, es Reishai, if the Pasuk already said, V'hoyo B'yem Eshvi, Yigalach Es Kol Sarai, and the brisa explains, L'fish Nema, since we know that there's an issur for Yisrael to cut off his payas, as the pasuk says, "Leisakifu pas reishchem," and we continue on Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph, Yochalaf Mitzerikin, that we may think that even though the Torah states, "Vahiyu b'yom Ashvi Yigalach Es Kol Sa'ari," that a Mitzer has to cut off all of his hair, however, we would think that that is just referring to the rest of the hair of the Mitzer, but it's not referring to cutting off the hair of his payas, as that would be an issur deraisa. Therefore, the Braisa teaches us, "Talmud Leimi Reishai," that's why the pasuk in the Gei Mitzer tells us that a Mitzer has to cut off all of his hair, including all the hair of his head, and therefore it's teaching us that a material has to cut off his payas as well. And there's a din of asay dechalisasay, the asay of taglachas material will be dechal lav of leisakifu pas reishchem. As we will see in a moment, the Gemara will say that l'chira, this manda amav, this brisa holds that a kafas kol reish shma kafa. If he would hold that a kafas kol reish leishma kafa, and there's no issa to cut off all the hair of your head, even though you're cutting off your payas, so l'chira, why would we need a limit to teach us that a material cut off all the hair of his head, including his payas, if in this scenario there is no issa deraisa to cut off your payas since you're cutting off all the hair of your head, and therefore by the fact that he had to learn out of reishai that a mitzvah can cut off his payas, so we see that this man da'amah holds a kafas koresh ma kafa, and it's still an issa deraisa even though you're cutting off all the hair of your head, including your payas. And the Gemara continues v'tanya idach, and we have a second braisa that asks the same question, reishai matam lema, why does it say the word reishai b'degei mitzvah if it already says here be Mashvi, Yigalach Es Kol Sa'ari, and the Chayyur that already includes the hair of his head. This Brisa tells us that it's coming to teach us a different din, Lefish Namagabi Nazir, since we know that there's an Issa Duraisa for a Nazir to cut off any of his hair, as the Pasuk says, Ta Lo Yavo Reishai, so Yochal Af Nazir Mitzerikain. So one may think that if there's a Mitzer who's also a Nazir, then even though the Torah tells us, Yigalach Es Kol Sa'ari, that he has to cut off all of his bodily hair, however, in a case where the Mitzer is also a Nazir, and there's an Issa Duraisa of Ta Lo Yavo Reishai, so maybe that type of Mitzurah would not have to cut off all of his hair, and he wouldn't cut off the hair of his head. So Talmud Leimi Reishai, and that's why the Pasuk says that even in the case where this Mitzurah is a Nazir, not only does he have to cut off the hair of the rest of his body, but he has to also shave the hair of his head. Now keep in mind that although B'chol Torah Kula we have a klal that Ein Asei Deicha Asei V'Lois Asei, however in our Gemara we see that B'negei Nazir Mitzurah we actually have the Asei of Taglach Mitzurah, which is being Deicha the Lav of Talo Yavar Reishai, and the Asei of Gadel Peres HaReishai. Mechira, of course, for the second Brisa to say such a Chiddush, it must be that it had a reason to say that the Pasuk of Reishai is not coming to teach us the standard in of Asei Deichaleis Asei. And Mechira, even the second Brisa should have learned, like the first Brisa did, that the word Reishai is coming to teach us that every Mitzurah can't cut off his payas, as the Asei of Taglachas Mitzurah is Deichalav of Leisakifu Pas Reishchem. And by the fact that this Tana did not say that, and he instead used the word Reishai to teach us the din, but a Mitzurah who's in Nazir and to teach us a din that we say asay deicha leisay vasay, it would seem that he holds that there would be no havmina that a person who is a regular mitzraya cannot shave off his payas because he's cutting off all the hair of his head, and hakafas kol reish is leishma kafa, and it's not going to be asa, and that's why he was forced into teaching us that the word reishai is coming to teach us that in the case of a nazir mitzraya we say asay is deicha leisay vasay, and our gemara continues and makes this exact point. My lav tanoi, let us say the machlekes between these two brises is based on the following machlekes. Is based on the machlekes if we say hakafas kol reish shma kafa or leishma kafa, as the madama din nazir according to the second brisa that learns from the pasuk of reishai to the din of a nazir mitzraya kasava, he holds hakafas kol reish leishma kafa. Therefore, when a mitzraya will cut off all the hair of his head, including his payas, he's not going to be over on any issa, and therefore we don't need the word reishai to teach us in the standard din of mitzraya, and that's why he used the word reishai to teach us that a nazir mitzraya has a chiv to cut off all the hair of his head, even though he's being over on the issa lav of tala yava reishai and the issa asay of gadel peres reishai. And as the Gemara says, v'chi asa kra l'mitchei es lois asay v'asay v'idach sava, and the first brisa holds hakavas kol rosh shma kafa, that even when a mitzraya will shave off all the hair of his head, he would be over the issa of lois akifu pas reishchem, and v'chi asa kra l'mitchei lav greda, and that's why we need the pasuk of reishai to teach us that a regular mitzraya can shave off all the hair of his head, even though if a regular person would do that, they would be over on the issa of lois akifu pas reishchem. However, the word reishai comes to teach us that say of taglachas mitzraya will be deichel lav of lois akifu pas reishchem. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, and Rava states, the kuli alma kavas kol reish leishma kafa. Really, I could tell you that even the first brisa holds that kavas kol reish leishma kafa, there would be no issa for a mitzraya to go and shave off all the hair of his head, and we don't need the word reishai to teach us this din. But the only time that we would say kavas kol reish is leishma kafa is only when the person cut off the rest of the hair of his head, and only afterwards cut off his payas. Is at the point that he cut off his payas, he no longer had any hair, and therefore we say kavas kol reish leishma kafa. However, if the person did it the exact opposite way, he first cut off his payas and then cut off the rest of his hair, in that case a person would be over on the issa of leisakifu pas reishchem, because at the moment that he cut off his payas, he was already over on that issa before he shaved off the rest of his hair. And therefore one may think that if there's a person who's a mitzera, then he can't go and cut off his payas and only afterwards cut off the rest of his hair, and b'chiyasakra, and that's why the pasuk tells us the word reishai b'negei mitzera to teach us specifically k'goyin shehikav l'b'sev gilach, if the mitzera goes and cuts off his payas first and only afterwards shaves off the rest of his hair, that would still be mutta, even though he had another way to do it, and he really could have done it in a way that was mutta by shaving off his hair first and only afterwards shaving off his payas. And the Gemara explains this shita that kivin de'ilugalche b'chad zimna lo mechayev, since even if a regular person would shave off all the hair of the head, including their payas, they would not be chayev for le'sekifu pas reishchem, as we hold hakafas kol reish leishma hakafa, so ki hekef l'b'sev gilach nami lo mechayev b'negei mitzera, if he cuts off his payas first and then he shaves off the rest of his hair, he would also not be chayiv, as even in this case we would say that the asay of taglachas of mitzera would be deicha the lav of leisekifu pas reishchem. The Gemara now continues and is deicha this pshat of Rava, as the Gemara says, umi kasav krahachi, do we find that the pasuk would say such a thing, or as some agurias over here, umi masas amritachi, could you say that we say the concept of asay deicha leisasei in this type of situation? V'am reish lakish, but reish lakish already taught us kol makushat emoitzi asay v'leisasei, anytime that you find a Torah and asay and a leisasei, so im after yachol kai mishnei mutav, if you could be mekayim both, then we don't say the klal of asay dechalisay vim lav yavi asay v'yitchalisay. However, if you can't be mekayim both, then we would say that asay could be dechalisay. Therefore, in our case by mitzera, since it's possible for a person to be yitzer the chiv of taglachas of mitzera, first shaving the rest of his hair and only afterwards cutting off his payas, so there's no question that the word reishai cannot be teaching us that we would even say the din of asay dechalisay even in the case where the mitzera would want to go and cut off his payas first and then shave the rest of his hair. And the Gemara now continues and still says that the machlekes between the two brises is not necessarily a machlekes if hakafas kol reish shma kafa or if hakafas kol reish leishma kafa, because el dekuli alma hakafas kol reish shma kafa. Really, even the second brisa could hold that if someone shaves off all of the hair of his head, including his payas, he would still be over on the issa of leisekifu pas reishchem. L'chayr, if this is true, then l'chayr, the second brisa should have learned the din of hasei deich leisasei in this case and should have taught us that b'negei a regular mitzraya, the din is that the asay of taglachas of mitzraya will be deicha da lav of leisekifu pas reishchem, which is relevant in this case because we hold hakafas kol reish shma kafa. But the Gemara explains umad demukin lekra lemitchi leisasei va'asei, and according to the second brisa that uses the pasuk of reishai to teach us us that the asay of a mitzvah taglachas will be doicha, even the loisa say an asay of a nazir cutting off any of his hair. Reason he didn't use it to teach us the din of asay of taglachas of mitzvah that will be doicha a regular lav of loisa kifu pas reishchem is because he knows the din of asay doicha loisa say from another makar, and therefore the word reishoy cannot be coming to teach us that, and it must be coming to teach us a chiddush that b'negei and nazir we say that the asay of taglachas of mitzvah will be doicha the lav of taloyava reishoy and the asay of gadol peres reishoy that states b'negei and nazir. And as the Gemara says, lav greidu menolei, where does he know that asay doicha loisa say by regular lav where it's not a lav and asay yalf megadilim? He learns it from the pasuk b'negei tzitzis the amakra, because the pasuk first says loisil b'shatnez semu pishtim yachlev, that's an issa for a person to wear shatnez, and the next pasuk in pashas kiseite in perek chav beis pasuk yud beis teaches us gedilim tasa loch ala abba kampus ksuscha asher techasa ba. In Bitanyam we learned to brisa, although it is an issa loisil b'shatnez hagedilim tasa loch behem, however you could still make tzitzis from shatnez, and therefore we learned the regular din of asay dechalaisa say, and that's why according to this man Omar, since he already knows that there's a din of asay dechalaisa say, therefore the word reisha that says b'nsera cannot be coming to teach us the standard din of asay dechalaisa say, and it must be that's coming to teach us that even if there's a mitzvah who's a nazir, the din is that he could still cut off all of his hair, even though he'll be over on the issa lav of talayah reishai, as well as the asay of gadel peres reishai. And the Gemara continues in is mandanafkalei mireishai l'chayr, according to the first brisa that learns out the din of asay dechaleisa say from the word reishai, my time mandanafkalei migadilim. Why didn't he learn the din of asay dechaleisa say from the din of klayim by tzitzis, and therefore he'll have the word reishai ben gei mitzvah teach us that even in a case where it is mitzvah who is also a nazir, the asay of taglachas mitzvah will be doicha the asay and leisa say that states b'negei a nazir. And the Gemara responds, he learns that the pasuk b'negei a tzitzis is actually coming to teach us another din. It's teaching us the din of Rava, and therefore we can't learn the regular din of asay doicha leisa say from the pasha of tzitzis and klayim, the Rava Rami, because Rava is the following stira. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk v'nasnu al tzitzis hakonaf, and therefore we learn out hakonaf is min konaf. It sounds like the only way to make tzitzis is only if you use the same material as the actual beged, and therefore if you have a beged, for example, of wool, you have to use tzitzis that are made out of wool. If you have a beged made out of silk, you need to use tzitzis made out of silk. And Rava is that l'maisin pashat yisaysay, the pasuk says semo pishtim yachtov, and then the next pasuk starts off gedilim tasaloch, and it's mashma that when you're making tzitzis, no matter what type of beged you have, you have to use semo and pishtim together. And it's mashma that even if you have a beged of silk, you would still use strings of semo and pishtim. In order to clarify this stira haketzad, so what is the din semo pishtim poitrim beid b'minon beid shalay b'minon, a person can use strings of wool in a beged either of linen or of silk or of wool, and a person can use strings of linen in a beged of wool or a beged of silk. However, shar minon, if you have other types of material as your strings for your tzitzis, b'minon poitrin shalay b'minon ain't poitrin. If you're putting into a beged that is exactly the same material, that is fine. So for example, if someone has strings of silk, they can use it as tzitzis for a garment made out of silk. However, if they have strings of silk, they can't use it in a garment made of wool or made of linen. And since the Tana of the first Brisa learns out this din from the Pasha of Tzitzis, therefore he doesn't have the Pasha of Tzitzis to teach us the din of Asay Deichaleis Asay, and he only learns the din of Asay Deichaleis Asay from the Pasuk in the Gei Mitzvah, where it says the extra word Reishai, and we learn out that the din of Taglachas Mitzvah is Deichalav of Leisekifu Pas Reishchem. And the Gemara now continues and just closes up the gap that's relevant still to the first Brisa. The Gemara now is V'hai Tana Demapik L'Reishai L'Lav Greida, according to the Tana of the first Brisa that learns from the word Reishai that there's a din of Asay Deichaleis Asay B'negei a regular Mitzvah, so we know that he is not Chaylik on the din that a Mitzvah who is also a Nazir has to shave off all the hair of the head, and there will be Eiva on the Issa of Talo Yava Reishai and Asay of Gadel Perisar Reishai. And therefore the Gemara is the Asay Asay V'Deichaleis Asay V'Asay Menon, how does this Tana know if there's a Nazir who is also a Mitzvah that the Asay of Taglachas Mitzvah will be Deichal the Lav of Talo Yava Reishai and Asay of Gadel Perisar Reishai that states B'negei a Nazir? The Gemara says Nafkalei Mizukanoi, he actually learns it from the extra word that says b'negei mitzera, as the pasuk could have stated v'hoyu b'yemeshvi galachas kol sarai, and it didn't have to say it's roishia v'sukanai, because that's already included by telling us that the mitzera has to cut off all of his bodily hair, and therefore by the fact that it said the word zukanai, that's also extra. And the Gemara continues the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, zukanai matam leima, why did the pasuk say the word zukanai b'negei mitzera if it already said v'hoyu b'yemeshvi galachas kol sarai? The Braisa explains l'fishinema pasukanam leigalechu, since b'negei a kain, the pasuk tells us that a kain cannot shave off his beard. So Yaakov Kain Mitzera Kain, you may think that if there's a Mitzera who's also a Kain, though he can cut off the rest of the hair of his body, however, he would not be able to shave off his beard. So Talmud Leim is a Kanai, and that's why the Pasuk it tells us the Kanai that even though the Mitzrayah is a Kayin, he could still shave off his beard, as the Asay of Taglachas of Mitzrayah is going to be Deicha, the Lav that states Benegayah Kayin of Pasukanam Legalechu, as well as the Asay that states Benegayah Kayin in the next Pasuk in Pashas Emma of Kedoshim Yu Lelekechem. And the Rush is bothered that even though at this point we have a Makar to teach us that a Kayin who's a Mitzrayah can shave off his beard, however, as we'll see in Amud Beis, we can learn the Din of a Nazir who is a Mitzrayah from the Din of a Kayin, because a Kayin is a Lav, She'ina Shav Bakal, and maybe the Din of a Kayin would be different, and maybe it would be more Kal than the Din of a Nazir, since the Din of a Kayin is not relevant to everyone, and maybe the Torah says that a Kayin who's a Mitzrayah can be Deicha, a Lav Vase. Therefore, the Rush is bothered that how's the Gemara at this point know that according to the first Braisa, the Asay of Taglachas Mitzrayah could be Deicha, the Lav and Asay that states Benegay and Nazir, and if there's a Nazir who's also Mitzrayah, how do we know that he could actually shave off his hair? And let us see the Rush at the bottom of the Amid, Behu Adinami, the Dachi Lav Vase de Nazir. And we also know that the Asay of Taglachas Mitzrayah will be Deicha, the Lav and Asay of Nazir. Vikasha, Hechi Moy Lemel of Nazir Mikoyan, how can you learn Nazir Mikoyan, how Ikalakshuye, Mal Lav Vase Dashkosa, Shein Shabakal, Shein Noy Benoshim, the Issa of Ashkosas Hazokin by a Koyan is only stated by a gay man, and that Issa is not relevant to a woman. Taima Bigiluach Nazir, Sheshal Bakal, and Vahaki Park Besamuch, and the Gemara on Amud Beis would actually use this svar as well. And the Rush explains, Vieshlai, Madlofia Maskana Nicha, Ina Kanami, according to Maskana Sagamara, will work out well, which we'll see on Amud Beis. The Hashtag Kosova, however, right now the Gemara holds, Kivin of a Koyan Ikachat Kula, since by the gay Koyan is one Kula, Shein Shal Bakal, because the Din of Giluach is not relevant to a woman, Uvin Nazir Chad Kula, and by the gay Nazir is also one Kula, Shekin Yeshla Bishela, because we'll see at the end of the Sugan and Chesom Beis that the Gemara will say that Nazir has a Kula because it's possible for him to be Shoyal on his Kabbalah's Zeris. So therefore, in Kain Shkulam Hain Vulamedim Zer, therefore each one has its own Kula, and we consider them equal, and therefore we can learn the Din of a Nazir Mitzrayah from the Din of a Kayim Mitzrayah, and we could say that even by a Nazir Mitzrayah, there's a Din that Asay of Taglachas Mitzrayah will be Deicha, the Lavin Asay that states Benegayan Nazir. However, we can't learn from the Din of Kayin to the rest of the Torah, because the only time that we said such a Din of Asay Deicha Leisay Vasay is only Benegayan Kayin and Benegayan Nazir, where there is some sort of a Kula. However, in other Dinim of the Torah, where there is no Kula, so over there we would not say this Kal of Asay Deicha Leisay Vasay. And the Gemara continues, Mandamapik Leil Rashi Lasay Vasay, according to the second Braisa that learns out of the word of Rashi that states Benegayan Mitzrayah, that's a Din that Asay of Taglachas Mitzrayah is Deicha the Lavin Asay that states Benegayan Nazir, and if there's a person who's a Mitzrayah and a Nazir, it's still mutter for him and a mitzvah for him to go and shave off the hair of his head. And the Gemara asks, Leilu Mizekanai, why didn't he learn it for the Din of Zekanai? And he should learn that since there's an extra word of Zekanai, that teaches us that if there is a Mitzrayah who's also a Kayin, even though generally there's an Issa for a Kayin to shave his beard, but a gay Mitzrayah, there's no Issa, even though the Kayin has the Issa of a Pasukanam Legalechu, as well as an Asay of Kedoshim Yu Lelekechem. And the Gemara answers, Vilu Tamech, and according to you, that you want to say that you'd be able to learn the Din of a Nazir Mitzrayah from the Din of a Kayin Mitzrayah, so the Chayra, based on your Svara, the Kayim Lon Ba'alma, since we hold in general B'chol HaTayr Kula, and we continue on Daf Nun Chesem Beis, the Loi Asay Asay V'deicha L'Sleisei V'Asay, then Asay is not Deicha L'Sleisei V'Asay, Leiluf B'Koyin D'Dachi, L'Chayra, since you seem to be saying that you're able to learn the Din of a Nazir Mitzrayah from the Din of a Kayim Mitzrayah, so let's also learn from the Din of a Kayim Mitzrayah, where we see the Asay of Mitzrayah could be Deicha L'Sleisei and Asay of a Kayin, then we should learn to call HaTayr Kula that every Asay in the Torah should be able to be Deicha L'Sleisei and Asay. And by the fact that this is definitely not the Din, as we know, the Loi Asay Asay V'deicha L'Sleisei V'Asay, as B'chol HaTayr Kula, an Asay cannot be Deicha L'Sleisei V'Asay, therefore, El Mikoyin Le'alfinon, it must be that we can't learn out any Dinim from a Kayin, because Ma'al HaKayin Shekin Lav She'in V'Shav HaBakol, because the Din of a Kayin, that he can't shave his beard, is something which is Lav She'in V'Shav HaBakol, because it's not relevant to a woman, as a woman doesn't have a beard, and therefore is not Shaykh to that Issa, and therefore, Min Asfara, we would say that maybe, although Benegeya, a Kayin who's a Mitzrayah, we say that Asay of Mitzrayah is Deicha the Lav and Asay of a Kayin of shaving his beard. However, that is only because the Issa of Benegeya Kayin for shaving his beard is a Lav She'in V'Shav HaBakol, and it's a Shvacha Issa. However, Benegeya, regular Issa in the Torah, over there we would say that Asay is not Deicha L'Sleisei V'Asay, and therefore Benegeya Nazir also, Nazir B'Kayin Nami Le'Av, we can't learn the Din of a Nazir Mitzrayah from the Din of a Kayin, Shekin Lav She'in V'Shav HaBakol, because the Issa of Benegeya Kayin is Lav She'in V'Shav HaBakol, and maybe only Benegeya Kayin do we say that the Asay of Mitzrayah could be Deicha L'Sleisei V'Asay of the Kayin shaving his beard. However, since the Issa for Nazir to cut off his hair is a stronger Issa, as it's Shav HaBakol, as the Pasuk specifically says, Isha Isha Ki Yafli Linda Neda Nazir L'Hazal Hashem, therefore you couldn't learn the Din of Asay Deicha L'Sleisei V'Asay, b'negei nazir mitzera from the din of a kohen, and that's why according to the mandam of the second brisa, Torah had to teach us both of these dinim. Number one, the Torah had to tell us that a mitzera who is a kohen has a chiyuv of taglachas and has to shave off his beard. And the aseh of taglachas is deicha the loisei and aseh of a kohen, and it also had to teach us a din that the aseh of taglachas is deicha the lav and aseh b'negei a nazir. And that's why the pasuk by mitzera had to tell us two extra words and had to tell us esroi shayv esek kanai. However, we're still left with one problem. The L'chora, according to this mandama, why didn't the Torah just tell us the word Reishai, teach us as it did in B'negei and Nazir, that the Aseh of Taglachas and Mitzera is Deichel to Leisase and Aseh, B'negei and Nazir, and then learn the din of Kayin from the din of Nazir, as since in Nazir is a lav she shava bakal, so therefore it's a chomad de kalav, and even so we say that Aseh of Taglachas and Mitzera is Deichel to Leisase and Aseh of in Nazir, and therefore we should also learn that certainly B'negei and Kayin, where his Isalav is not as chomor as his lav she'ina shava bakal, that certainly the din is that Aseh of Taglachas and Mitzera will be Deicha de Leisase and Aseh, that states B'negei a Kayin who shaves his beard. And this is the Gemara's next question. Uman demukim lahai reishu b'nazir, according to the second brisa that learns out from the word reishai, that the asei of mitzera is deicha de lavan asei b'negei a nazir, zekanai lomeli. Why does he need the extra pasuk of zekanai? L'chayu, we should be able to learn the din of a Kayin who's a mitzera and his lav is ein shav bakal from a nazir who has a din that asei is deicha leisei b'asei and it's a lav shav bakal. And the Gemara will now respond that in chinami, really we don't need the word zekanai to teach us the din b'negei a koyin mitzera, that the asei of taglachas and mitzera is deicher to lav and asei, that it states b'negei a koyin that shaves off his beard, and certainly we can learn the din of a koyin from the din of a nazir mitzera. However, as we will see in a moment, Torah still taught us this din b'negei a koyin, and since the Torah had to teach us that a koyin who is a mitzera can shave his beard, even though while he's shaving his beard as a mitzera, will be over on the issa of pasakom leigalechu and on the say of kedoshim yu leilakechem. What's muchach then when the mitzera is going through the entire process, it's not enough for them to just cut their hair. However, they have to shave their hair with a razor, and it's not enough to do so with a scissor. As we will see, this is based on the fact that the Torah had to specify that a kohen can shave his beard as a mitzera, and l'chayra, if the din of a mitzera is that you only have to cut your hair and it could be done with a scissor, so l'chayra, there would be no reason to bring a salimud b'negei a kohen, because the issa of a kohen to shave his beard is only with a razor. So therefore, by the fact that the Torah is bringing the din of a kohen, so it must be that a mitzera also has a din and a mitzvah to shave his hair, and he only could be yoyse that mitzvah by doing so with a razor. Since the only way to be mekayim this mitzvah is with a razor, so you'll be potentially being over the issa of upasakam leigalechu. That's why, although really we don't need to teach us this din, and really the Torah did not have to say the word v'esekanai to teach us the din of asei deicha leisase v'asei, because we could already learn that from a nazir. However, by saying the word v'esekanai, we learn this separate din, that the din of a mitzvah is that the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah of taglachas is only if they shave off all of the hair of their body with a razor. And as the Gemara continues, according to the second brisa, he still needs words of kanai to teach us this din of b'negei a kohen in order to teach us a separate din, that the din and the chiyuv for a mitzvah to shave the hair is not with a scissor and it must be done with a razor. And although the Bach takes out the next few lines of the Gemara, we will just read them inside, but it's really just a repeat of what we just learned. And the brisa states, "Zekanai matam leima." Why does the pasuk b'negei a mitzvah state that a mitzvah has to shave off his beard if the Torah already tells us that he has to shave off all the hair of his head? And the Brisa says, "Lufishinema." Since the pasuk says, "B'negei a koyin who pasuk kanam leigalechu," and there's an issa for a koyin to shave off his beard, yochol af koyin mitzvah kain. You would think that a koyin mitzvah would not be able to shave off his beard. Tamen leim is a kanai. That's why we have the extra word as a kanai by a mitzvah. Teach us that the save of cutting your hair and shaving your body by a mitzvah is deicha de lavin asei b'negei a koyin. And the next point of the Gemara is the main point. Uminolan b'tar. And how do we know that the chiyuv of mitzvah to cut the hair is dafka with a razor? The Tanya, because we learned in the Brisa, upasakonim leigalechu, that the pasuk tells us b'negei a koyin that he's not a shave off his beard. Yochol af gilchav misprayim. You would think that that issa applies even if he shaves his beard using a scissor, and therefore it doesn't get down to its root and it doesn't uproot the root of the beard. Yehi chayiv, and he would still be chayiv. Hamad loyma. Therefore, b'negei the pasuk that teaches us that a Yisrael is also asa to shave off his beard, the Torah states v'leisashchus as pasuk kanecha. It's also for Yisrael to destroy his beard, and the lashon of hashchasa is mashma that you're removing all of your hair and you're uprooting it and destroying the hair. Therefore, we know based on the gzeir shava that it says b'negei a koyin pasukonim leigalechu, and b'negei a Yisrael it says pasukonecha. So we learn out that just like b'negei a Yisrael, the issa is only if you completely uproot the hair and you destroy the hair. Therefore, b'negei a koyin, the same din applies. The brisa continues, if the issa is to uproot your hair and to destroy your beard. So Yachal, you would think, Liktam B'mlakad Rivatini, if a Kohen or Yisrael goes and shaves their beard off by using a plane, which is not a standard way of shaving off your beard, so you would think that in that case they would still be Chayiv because L'maisa they destroyed the hair of their beard. Tamun Loima, therefore the Pasuk says, B'negei HaKohen U'pasakonam Le'igalechu, and since the Torah uses Lashon of Giluach, so therefore it's Muchach, that it has to be in a standard way that a person would shave their beard, and using a plane is not a standard way, and therefore the Brisa teaches us Ezi Giluach Sheish Be'eshchasa, that we see that with his two dinim, B'negei, the din of shaving off your beard, that we see from Yisrael that the only way to shave off your beard is in a way that it destroys your beard, and we see B'negei HaKohen that the only way that you're Ivan the Issa is only if you do in a way that's a derech of shaving, and therefore the only way that's possible that this would apply, Havi'im Zatar, is only if the Kohen or the Yisrael uses a razor. And although the Gemara doesn't state this point, the main point of the Gemara is that the reason why the Torah had to tell us the words of Kanoi B'negei HaKohen is not necessarily to teach us that the Asei of Teglachas of a Mitzrayah is Deicha, the Lav and Asei of the Issa for a Kohen to shave his beard, but it's actually teaching us that since the Torah had to say the words of Kanoi to teach us his din, even though of course we could have learned this from the din of Nazir, however it must be the Torah is telling us without this limud it would be usur for a Kohen to shave his beard, and l'chayra if the chi of a mitzvah to shave off his hair is not necessarily done with a razor and it can be done even with a scissor, so l'chayra we wouldn't need this limud. Therefore really what the Torah is teaching us is that the only way for the taglachas of mitzvah to be valid is only if the mitzvah uses a razor, but if he uses a scissor that would not be a valid way to be yaitza yachiv of taglachas. And Taisus explains that we can't learn that a mitzvah has to use a razor from the din of a nazir, as we know that the issa for a nazir to cut his hair is even if he uses anything and even if it's not a razor, and therefore we have to specifically learn from the words of Kanoi, because Hashkasas Kanoi Ein El Batar, as the only issa for a Kohen to shave his beard is only if he uses a razor, and that's how we have the raya that B'negei HaMitzvah, the only time that the mitzvah is yaitza his chiyuv is taglachas, is if he shaves his body with a razor. And finally the Gemara now closes one last gap, Uman Demapik Le'lehai Roshay Le'lav Greda, according to the first Brisa that learns out from the word Roshay that the Asei of Taglachas HaMitzvah Deicha, the single lav of Yisrael that cuts off his payas, just teaching us a simple din that Asei could be Deicha Le'isasei, and as we saw before according to the Sma Da'amah he learns out of the words the Kanai that Asei that the Mitzvah has to cut off all his hair is Deicha the lav and Asei of a Kohen shaving his beard. And therefore the Gemara asks Lamu L'michtav Roshay V'lamu L'michtav Z'Kanai, according to the Sma Da'amah really the Torah should have studied the words of Kanai, we'd be able to learn out from there that the Asei of Taglachas HaMitzvah is Deicha the lav and Asei B'negei HaKohen that shaves his beard. Once we know that the Asei of Taglachas HaMitzvah is Deicha the lav and Asei B'negei HaKohen, so we would know that Asei could definitely be Deicha one lav, and therefore we wouldn't need the Pasuk of Reishai. Now L'chayra this Gemara's question is difficult to understand. L'chayra if the Pasuk would only say the words of Kanai, we still wouldn't learn the din of a Kohen from the din of the Kanai, as we would say that maybe B'negei HaKohen where does the lav and Asei, maybe the mitzvah Asei of Taglachas by Mitzvah would not be Deicha that lav and Asei, and when the Torah tells us the words of Kanai is coming to teach us a din b'negei a regal Yisrael that's a mitzvah, and would also be coming to teach us the din that the asei of taglachas mitzvah will be deicha the lav greda singular lav that states b'negei Yisrael that a Yisrael cannot cut off his beard either. And therefore, even if the Torah were just to say the words of Kanai, we would only learn from there that the asei of mitzvah is deicha the leisasei of a Yisrael who's shaving his beard. And l'chayra, it's pasha that that's why we need the word reishai to teach us that asei is deicha leisasei. And once we already know that asei is deicha leisasei, then it must be that the words of Kanai is coming to teach us a din b'negei HaKohen who's a mitzvah, and teaching us that asei of mitzvah is deicha le'isasei an asei of a Kohen who's shaving his beard. However, the Rishonim explain that at this point the Gemara feels that once the Torah tells us the words of Kanai, and we would learn that asei of taglachas and mitzvah could be deicha the lav of Yisrael shaving off his beard, l'chayra the svara would be that the Torah is not mechalik between different type of mitzvahim, and it doesn't make a difference if the mitzvah was Yisrael or if he was a Kohen, the same din would apply, and he would have to shave off the hair of his beard, and even though by a Kohen he'll be over a lav and asei, and therefore from the words of Kanai alone we already know that the asei of mitzvah could be deicha the leisasei an asei of a Kohen, and that's the Gemara's question. And Taisus explains that b'negei the din of mitzvah, since the Torah tells us that every mitzvah has to cut and shave their beard, it's not mistavra to be mechalik between a Kohen and a Yisrael, as since a Kohen and a Yisrael both have an issa to shave their beard with a razor, as b'negei a Kohen the pasuk says U'pasakonim le'igalechu, and b'negei Yisrael it says b'leisashcha says pasakonecha. Therefore, it's mistavra when the Torah says that it's mutter for a mitzvah to shave his beard. declared not only referring to a Yisrael who's a Mitzrayah, but it's also referring to a Kohen that's a Mitzrayah. However, Taisus points out that the word Roishoi is only used to teach us the din of Asei Deichelis Asei, and it can't be used to teach us that not only was the Torah telling us that a regular person could cut his hair, but even a Nazir could cut his hair, as even though it seems that the Mitzrayah is talking about any situation, however, it's Mistavra to say that there is a Chilut between a Nazir and a regular person, as over there are two separate Yisroim, one relevant to a regular person, where the Torah tells us, L'sekifu pas reishchem, and there's a separate Isra, b'negei Nazir, of tal lo yava reishai, and therefore it's possible to say that although the Torah adds in the extra word reishai, it's only coming to teach us the din of asei deichel leisa say by a regular person, and it's not coming to teach us the din of a Nazir, and it's not coming to teach us that asei could be deichel leisa say v'asei, ayin in taisis. And as the Gemara continues and says, mash melimitchi lav gredo, that therefore from the word of Zekanoi, we'd be able to learn out that the asei of Mitzrayah is deichel, the lav of Yisrael for shaving off his beard, umashma limitchi leisa say v'asei, and it's also going to be mashma that you could be deichel the leisa say v'asei of the Kohen. And as the Gemara states, hilkel shakel, who therefore both of these limudim of asei deichel leisa say or asei that's deichel asei and leisa say would be similar via voshteim, and we'll be able to learn both of these dinim from the words of Zekanoi alone. And why would we need the word reishai? The Gemara answers, if we'd only learn from the words of Zekanoi, which is only b'negei a kohen, we would not be able to learn the din of a mitzrayah who's a nazir from the din of a kohen. And the opposite is also true, that if we'd only learn that a mitzrayah who's a nazir has a right to shave off his hair, we wouldn't be able to learn the din of a mitzrayah who's a kohen who has a right to shave off his beard. And as the Gemara says, kohen nazir lo yalef, we couldn't learn the din of kohen from a nazir, shekin yeshna b'sheila, because there's a clue b'negei a nazir that's possible to be shayla on his aziris. Therefore, we may say that asei of taglachs of mitzrayah could be deicha the lav and asei of a nazir. And the same is true that nazir b'kohen lo yalef, that we couldn't learn the din of a nazir mitzrayah from the din of a mitzrayah who's a kohen, shekin lav shein shav b'kol, because the issa of a kohen is lav shein shav b'kol, since the issa of pasukonim leigalechu is not relevant to a woman. And therefore, we would think that maybe b'negei a kohen would say the asei of taglachs mitzrayah would be deicha the leisa and asei of a kohen. However, that would not be deicha the asei and leisa say of a nazir. And that's why we need both the pasuk of reishai and we also need the pasuk of Zekanoi, as once we have both of these limudim, then we're able to learn everything from these words. And lemaisa, at the end result, even according to the first braisa, it comes out that really we're learning from the words of Zekanoi and the word reishai, the din of a kohen and the din of a nazir mitzrayah. And the word reishai ultimately is not necessarily coming to teach us that the mitzvah asei of a mitzrayah's taglachas will be deicha the lav of a person cutting off his payas. And Ayin Taisis, who explains this in greater detail, as the pashas of the Gemara is a bit difficult to understand without the pshat and taisis, Ayin Shum. And the Gemara continues and just closes the gap on the last point. And the Gemara is bothered that both according to the first as well as the second braisa, they both ultimately agree that the asei of taglachas and mitzrayah is deicha the leisei and asei of a kohen, and it's also deicha the asei and leisei of a nazir. And lechayra, why don't we learn from this din that that asei asei v'deicha leisei v'asei, and we know that that's not the din. And the Gemara answers, kedam moron, as Taisus points out, klima the ikel mifrach, because you have a pircha on both studim. If you're going to learn from kohen mal kohen shkin lav shein shav v'akol, that a kohen is more kal, since the issa of upasukonim legalechu is only relevant to a male kohen and not to a female kohen, and therefore we can't learn l'chol terikula. And we also can't learn from the din of nazir, because mal nazir shkin yeshu b'sheila, there's also a kula b'negei a nazir, since it's possible to go to a chacham and be mati your neda, be shayla on your nazir. So maybe over there we say that asei is deichel esev asei, and therefore we can't learn to call terikula that asei is deichel esev asei from kohen or from a nazir. But Taisus says v'im taima v'neil v'mitavav b'ma'atzad, that l'chayr, let's learn from the din of kohen and from the din of nazir. And anytime you're going to tell me they have a kula, we'll say, but the other one doesn't have that kula, and we still say the din that asei is deicha leisei v'asei. And Taisus answers that you can't learn to call a teru kula from the din of mitzrayah, because mitzrayah has a chumrah, and as Taisus says, mal asei de mitzrayah de'ikah shalom bayis, since it's the point of shalom bayis, as the person will come back into his machna and be able to live together with his wife. So we could say that maybe specifically over here we say that asei of teglach de mitzrayah is even deicha leisei v'asei and asei of a kohen and nazir. However, we can't learn this to call a teru kula, and b'chol a teru kula, the klal is that loy asei asei v'dachis leisei v'asei, and we will stop over here.